Welcome to Afterglow. I'm your host, David Brent Johnson, and on the program we'll be featuring ghostly, ethereal, and otherworldly songs in celebration of the upcoming Halloween holiday. It's Ghost of a Song, coming up next on Afterglow.
Thank you.
Tenor saxophonist Booker Irvin doing Randy Weston's Cry Me Not with Richard Davis on bass, Jackie Byard on piano, and Alan Dawson on drums from the album The Freedom Book. David Brent Johnson here with you on Afterglow, and we'll be playing songs with ghostly themes, references, or allusions, along with other ethereal or otherworldly music on this edition of Afterglow. We'll be hearing from great singers such as Fred Astaire, Nat King Cole, June Christie, Cab Calloway, Nina Simone, and Lambert Hendricks and Ross, all of them putting their particular spin on songs with spooky themes in one way or another. We're going to start off with Billie Holiday. We'll be hearing from her several times throughout the show, and a tune that many people may not know was co-written by Bing Crosby. He didn't write many songs at all, and this one has become a standard. He co-wrote the lyrics with Ned Washington. Victor Young wrote the music. Billie Holiday doing Ghost of a Chance on Afterglow.
Your love so badly. I love you all so madly, but I don't stand a ghost of a chance with you. I thought at last I found you, but other loves surround you, and I don't stand a ghost of a chance with you. If you'd surrender just for a tender kiss or two, you might discover that I'm the lover meant for you, and I'll be true. But what's the good of scheming? I know I must be dreaming, for I don't stand a ghost of a chance with you. If you'd surrender just for a tender kiss or two, you might discover that I'm the lover meant for you, and I'll be true. But what's the good of scheming? I know I must be dreaming, chance with you.
From a long trip on the Erie comes a rapping at my chamber door. It's an ectoplasmic tapping that disturbs my nightly napping, like a shroud that's gently flapping, emanating from the second floor. Buddies are we, me and the ghost upstairs, sipping our tea, me and the ghost upstairs. But he's inclined to moan when left alone, so I think of things that'll tickle his funny bone. Lonely old ghost upstairs. Regular folks dropping our worldly cares, swapping our jokes, me and the ghost upstairs. And then he slaps his shroud and laughs out loud, and he says, oh boy, that'll paralyze all the crowd. Jolly old ghost upstairs. He's quite a cook. He serves a beautiful drink. He wrote a book, and with invisible ink I took a look, and the title, upon my faith, was The Groups of Wraith. Once in a while he brings a gang of friends, does it in style, careless of what he spends. And oh, the place is small, we have a ball, cause you know those spooks don't require no room at all. We have some mighty fine affairs, me and the ghost upstairs. Mighty fine affair, me and the ghost upstairs.
can't stop this savage ravaging of this strange feeling.
I've just found out something new, something all important to you, something you won't think is true. Listen to me, will you? Once there lived an old man in a log hut, and it seems that someone said he died.
Kick the bucket, kick the bucket.
I found out it's just an outer rumor. Someone pulled a bloomer. Fact is, someone lied. Now Mose ain't dead.
No, no.
That's what I said.
No, no.
Mose ain't dead.
No, no.
Mose, baby, out for you sure ain't dead. Mose ain't dead.
No, no.
I said.
No, no.
Mose ain't dead.
No, no.
Mose, baby, out for you sure ain't dead. Without moving, that's no reason for the thing they say.
Kick the bucket, kick the bucket.
Old man Moses heading for the city, and I should do pity them that says he's dead. Now Moses ain't dead.
No, no.
Moses ain't dead.
No, no.
Moses ain't dead.
No, no.
Moses, baby, I'll put his shoe ain't dead. Moses ain't dead.
No, no.
That's what I said.
No, no.
Moses ain't dead.
Mose,
maybe I'll put a shoe in there. That's the reason why I cry that old man Mose ain't dead. Now Mose ain't dead.
No, no.
That's what I said.
No, no.
Mose ain't dead.
No, no.
Mose, maybe I'm pretty sure ain't dead. Mose ain't dead.
No, no.
I said.
No, no.
Mose ain't dead.
No, no.
Mose, maybe I'm pretty sure ain't dead.
Nat King Cole doing Old Man Mose Ain't Dead from the CD Halloween Stomp. Before that, Johnny Bothwell with Claire Hogan on vocals doing Strange Feeling, a song that was written by Billy Strayhorn and recorded also by the Duke Ellington Orchestra with Al Hibbler on vocals. Before that, Fred Astaire doing a song from the 1940 film Second Chorus that was co-written by Johnny Mercer, Me and the Ghost Upstairs. It was featured in a Halloween dance in that movie. And we started off with Billie Holiday from Music for Torching, doing a song with music by Victor Young and lyrics by Ned Washington and Bing Crosby, written in 1932 originally, Ghost of a Chance. Spells, Spooks, and Lonely Houses when we come back on Afterglow. Thank you. Well, the music in this next set from Lambert, Hendrickson, Ross, as well as Cab Calloway and June Christie, something from her Something Cool record. I'm going to start off with Nina Simone, who is a singer that we've played on the program many times before and who crosses many genres, never quite sure whether to define her as pop, jazz, blues, or R&B. I don't think it really matters, ultimately, and I know she certainly did not want her music to be defined. We're going to hear a song that she had a hit with in the mid-1960s when she was on the Philips label from the Four Women box set. This is I Put a Spell on You, Nina Simone on Afterglow.
Put a spell on you. Cause you're mine. Do, 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 do. You better stop the things you do. Can't stand it. You're running around. You know better, daddy. I can't stand it 'cause you put me down. Yeah, yeah. I put a spell on you. Because you're mine.
Halloween spooks a tree. I wish that the children could see, but I can't find them for the life of me. And there's Halloween spooks outside my window.
Take a look, I'm not such a stranger. He's the face you cookies all ought to know. You can tell me I'm not wanted, but the joints will still be haunted, 'cause I'm the ghost of Smokey Joe. Remember when I kicked the bucket in my mansion up on Stryver's Row? When they came and took me off in a zillion-dollar coffin, 'cause I'm the ghost of Smokey Joe. Tell me, do you remember Minnie?
Yeah, we remember Minnie.
That frail I never found.
You never recognize your Minnie.
You mean to say that Minnie quit kicking the gong around? I've got a date on my estate down in Hades. Call my chariot so I can go. And should the boot you're walking, just tell her you've been talking to the ghost of Smokey Joe. Yes, I remember Minnie. She's that frill I never found. You mean to say that Minnie quit kicking the gong around? I got a date on my stake down in Haiti. Come and get it so I can go. And should the moon you're walking, just tell her you've been talking to the ghost of Smokey. He did
Cab Calloway doing the Ghost of Smokey Joe from Cab Calloway and his Orchestra Volume 2 on the JSP label. Before that, we heard June Christie singing a song co-written by Kurt Vile and the poet Langston Hughes, Lonely House, from Something Cool, the original 1954 version of that album. Lambert, Hendrix, and Ross from their eponymous Columbia LP doing Halloween Spooks before that. And we started off with Nina Simone doing I Put a Spell on You from the album of the same name, also included in the Four Women Phillips box set. Strange and Foolish Ghostly Matters, that's just ahead on Afterglow. We're going to hear some songs in this next set that aren't overtly Halloweenish in their themes or lyrics, but have ghost references or use ghost-like allusions and metaphors. And we'll also hear Lenny Tristano doing instrumental version of Ghost of a Chance, which we heard earlier by Billie Holiday. Billie Holiday is going to start this set off with a song that is probably not always thought of as being ghost-like. It's These Foolish Things, which, of course, became a jazz standard after it was written by Eric Mashwitz in the late 1930s. He wrote it under the pen name of Holt Marvel because he was evidently concerned, this was the eve of World War II, about being discriminated against because of his German heritage. And the song is kind of a catalog of things that remind the protagonist or the narrator of his or her missing lover. And there is a line that refers to these things, a ghost clings, or something along those lines, that shows how the lover is being portrayed as sort of an absent presence in this song. Here's Billie Holiday doing These Foolish Things on Afterglow. Thank you.
cigarette that bears lipstick's traces, an airline ticket to romantic places, and still my heart has wings. These foolish things remind me of you. A tinkling piano in the next apartment, those stumbling words that told you what my heart meant. A fairground's painted swings. These foolish things remind me of you. You came, you saw, you conquered me. When you did that to me, I knew somehow this had to be. The winds of March that make my heart a dancer, a telephone that rings, but who's to answer? Oh, how the ghost of you clings. These foolish things remind me of you. How strange, how sweet to find you still. These things are dear to me. They seem to bring you near to me. The scent of smoldering leaves, the wail of steamers, two lovers on the street who walk like dreamers. Oh, how the ghost of you clings. These foolish things remind me of you.
Mm-hmm. Strange enchantment fills the moonlight. There's a breeze like sandalwood and wine. Strange enchantment lies in your eyes. Say please, oh please, tonight be mine. When the moon has gone in the blue dawn, and we go wandering apart, darling, I'll be dreaming of this moment with a strange enchantment in my heart.
I turn to, where can I go? How can I face it alone? After the moments we've known, who can I turn to now? I sing to, how can I smile? How can I wish on a star? Knowing the way that you are, who can I turn to now? The spell of the summer, we kissed in the wind and the rain, but now the enchantment is over, the echo and the strangers who walk through the town, ghosts in a lonely parade. Where are the dreams that we made? Who can I turn to now? The spell of the summer, we kissed in the wind and the rain, but now The enchantment is over. The echo in the remains. People are strangers who walk through the town. Ghosts in a lonely parade. Where are the dreams that we made? Who can I turn to now?
We'll be right back.
the Miles Davis Quintet doing Sorcerer from the Complete Quintet recordings. Before that, we heard Lee Wiley doing Who Can I Turn To Now from West of the Moon. Gil Evans and Skinny Ennis doing Strange Enchantment from Halloween Stomp. Lenny Tristano and Lee Konitz doing Ghost of a Chance from the new Tristano. And Billie Holiday doing These Foolish Things from Solitude. This is David Brent Johnson, and you're listening to Afterglow. Coming up in the second hour of Afterglow, we'll have more ghostly music from Billie Holiday, Louis Prima, Peggy Lee, and Louis Armstrong. To hear many previous Afterglow programs, visit our website and click on the Archives tab at afterglow.indiana.edu. Thank you. Sun Ra, who could always conjure up a dreamy old big band feeling, doing the standard Hour of Parting with his Astro Infinity Orchestra from the album Sound Sun Pleasure. David Brent Johnson with you on Afterglow, and we're devoting the show this time around to songs with ghostly themes or references or allusions and otherwise otherworldly and ethereal themes. And later on this hour, we'll be hearing from Mildred Bailey, Frank Kimbrough, Joe Stafford with Charlie Hayden, and Louis Armstrong and Lee Morse. We're going to start off this hour with a set of some bluesy tunes. Bessie Smith, the great blues singer, did a number of songs that had sort of Halloween-appropriate references, Them's Graveyard Words, Blue Spirit Blues, and Haunted House Blues. The song we're going to hear is called Graveyard Dream Blues, recorded in 1923. Bessie Smith on Afterglow.
St. Louis Blues. oh, it follows me around like a thief in a dark. Hark, hear it now, it's the ghost of the St. Louis Blues. Lord, that haunting strain is just like a piece of bad news. When midnight shadows creep, I hear the ghostly music moan. It means the end of sleep to hear a thousand saxophones sobbing groan. I hate to see that evening sun go down. I hate to see that evening sun go down. Oh, that gal I love, she done left this time. That's the tune that I never can lose. For it's everywhere, the ghost of the St. Louis Blues. Oh,
somebody coming up on his toes. Oh, look, there he goes. Mr. Goes is going to town. He takes his cane, his gloves, and his hat. And like a cat, he hurries down the alley. The moon is bright, and this is the night. Oh, that Mr. Goes is going to town. He's got a date, so do a little stepping. He'll shake his bones to hot saxophones, cause Mr. Ghost is going to town. Thank you.
profound gloom. When the darkness falls, when I've gone to bed, weirdly come your calls, mournfully, scornfully dead. Folly of love I've strangled, pulsing heart I thought was gone. Give no peace, will not cease, prowling round till dawn. Ghost of yesterday, night you're here, whispering away. Might have been, oh my dear. Foolish heart must pay, ghost of yesterday. Ghost of yesterday. Whispering away. Might have been, oh my dear. Foolish heart must pay, ghost of yesterday. Ghost of yesterday.
Cowpoke went riding out one dark and windy day. Upon a ridge he rested as he went along his way. When all at once a mighty herd of red-eyed cows he saw plowing through the ragged skies and up a cloudy draw.
Yippee-yay!
Their brands were still on fire and their hooves was made of steel. Their horns was black and shiny and their hot breath he could feel. A bolt of fear went through him as they thundered through the sky, for he saw the riders coming hard and he heard their mournful cry. Riders loped on by him, he heard one call his name. If you want to save your soul from hell of riding on our range, then cowboy, change your ways today or with us you will ride, a trying to catch the devil's herd across these endless skies.
a song that was a number two hit for Peggy Lee in 1949 and a number one hit for Vaughn Monroe. Ghost Riders in the Sky, we heard it from the best of Miss Peggy Lee. For that, Billie Holiday doing Ghost of Yesterday, one of the handful of wonderful songs that her friend Irene Kitchings co-wrote for. That came off the Quintessential Billie Holiday, Volume 8. Louis Prima before that with Mr. Ghost Goes to Town from the Complete Brunswick and Vocalion recordings of Louis Prima and Wingy Minone on the Mosaic label. Leon Redbone with an updated version of a classic blues tune, Ghost of St. Louis Blues from Leon Redbone's album Sugar. And we started off with the great blues woman Bessie Smith doing Graveyard Dream Blues from the Essential Bessie Smith. Music from Louis Armstrong and an unusual dance suggestion from Lee Morse. That's up next on Afterglow. Coming up in this next set, we'll hear a song from the 1930s that was recorded by Bob Howard and Ben Webster and Benny Carter called Ghost of Dinah. Fits in with our ghost-themed song. Some of the imagery in it a little bit questionable, but we're going to go ahead and play it anyway, but wanted to issue that disclaimer. We're also going to hear from Lee Morse, a song recorded in 1930 called Tain't No Sin to Take Off Your Skin and Dance Around in Your Bones. How's that for a catchy title? We'll start off with a song that Louis Armstrong first did in the 1936 film Pennies from Heaven with Bing Crosby, and then he recorded it for Decca a couple years later. Here's Louis Armstrong and Skeleton in the Closet on Afterglow.
Boy, don't you go in there. Come out of there, boy. Don't you know that house is haunted? Old deserted mansion on an old forgotten road where the better ghosts and goblins always hang out. One night they threw a party in a manner a la mode, and they cordially invited all the gang out. At a dark, bewitching hour, when the fun was loud and hearty, a notorious wallflower became the life of the party. The spooks were having their midnight fling. The merrymaking was in full swing. They shrieked themselves into a cheerful train. When the skeleton in the closet started to dance, now a goblin giggled with fiendish glee. A shout rang out from a big banshee. Amazement was in every ghostly glance. When the skeleton in the closet started to dance, all the witches were in stitches while his steps made rhythmic thumps, and they nearly dropped their broomstick when he tried to do the bumps. You never heard such an ugly laughter, such hilarious groan, when skeleton in closet rattled his bones.
this and that, and help you take off lots of fat. But I'm no friend of dancing when it's hot. So if you are a dancing fool who loves to dance but can't keep cool, bear in mind the idea that I've got. When it gets too hot for comfort and you can't get ice cream cones, tain't no sin to take off your skin and dance around in your bones. When the lazy syncopation of the music softly moans, tain't no sin to take off your skin and dance around in your bones. The polar bears aren't green up in Greenland. They've got the right idea. They think it's great to refrigerate while we all cremate down here. Just be like those bamboo babies in the South Sea tropic zones. Tain't no sin to take off your skin and dance around in your bones. When you're calling up your sweetie in those hothouse telephones, tain't no sin to take off your skin and dance around in your bones. When you're on a crowded dance floor near those red-hot saxophones, oh, tain't no sin to take off your skin and dance around in your bones. Take a look at the girls when they're dancing. Notice the way they're dressed. They wear silken clothes without any hose, and nobody knows the rest. No more singing in the bathtub with those television phones. Tain't no sin to take off your skin and dance around in your bones. By the river, listen to your Deacon Jones. Tain't no sin to take off your skin, dance around in your bones. You must all go in that water, let me hear your sinful groans. Tain't no sin to take off your skin and dance around in your bones. Do what I say right away, wicked sinners, cause this is your judgment day. Come, Mandy Lee, in the river with me. Wash your sins away. Throw away your gin and razors. Throw away your gambling bones. Oh, tain't no sin to take off skin. Dance around your bones.
The echo of your last goodbye. The house is haunted by memories that refuse to die. I can't get away from a vision that brings intimate glimpses of intimate things. A voice in my heart like a tart singer sings. I wonder who's kissing her now. The house is haunted by the echo of your favorite song. The place is cluttered up with roses that have lived too long, much too long. The ceiling is white, but the shadows are black. A ghost in my heart says she'll never come back. The house is haunted by the echo of your last goodbye.
That's the ghost of Dinah, just arrived from China. Couldn't have played with Ping Pong long. Oh boy, did stay with too long. And she was sick of rice and tea. Oh, that's the ghost of Dinah, didn't look so fine. Had to give away her silk kimono. All the sunny stuff was sure to sown her. And now she's like she used to be. Oh, that day away from Fields of Wine, the place she loves the most. Could stay away from Fields of Wine, dynamite, but not her ghost. In a boast of Dinah, down in Carolina. See her freaking trotting around and shanty, even though her eyes are slanty. Oh, boy, that's the ghost of Dinah.
Lord,
Bob Howard and his orchestra doing The Ghost of Dinah, recorded in 1935. Ben Webster heard on tenor sax, Benny Carter on trumpet and clarinet, Teddy Wilson on piano, Billie Holiday's father, Clarence Holiday on guitar there, Elmer James on bass and Cozy Cole on drums from Ben Webster's Finest Hour. Before that, we heard the Casa Loma Orchestra and Glenn Gray doing The House is Haunted by the Echo of Your Last Goodbye. Kenny Sargent on vocals, that recorded in 1934 from the CD Halloween Stomp. Lee Morse before that with Taint No Sin to Take Off Your Skin and Dance Around in Your Bones from a 78, rather scratchy sounding 78. And Louis Armstrong starting us off with Skeleton in the Closet, a song he originally performed in the 1936 film Pennies from Heaven. We heard the 1938 version of it from Louis Armstrong, the complete Decca Studio Master Takes, 1935 through 1939. Mildred Bailey's Smoke Dreams get in our eyes and our ears when we return for the conclusion of Afterglow.
Hey!
like a pleasure listening to music like that, isn't it, huh? I really hate to make this closing announcement, but I'm afraid I have to. You've been listening, as you very well know, to Artie Shaw, the king of the clarinet in this orchestra. They've been playing for you in this lovely room here, lovely room which has been filled.
We heard a lot of 1930s music in our last set. We'll hear a couple of more modern performers in this concluding set of Afterglow, including pianist Frank Kimbrough and Charlie Hayden, although it's kind of an unusual conflation of things. Charlie Hayden's Quartet West group, which has recorded a lot of film music, and they do a nice version of Haunted Heart, and within it they embody Joe Stafford's late 1940s recording of that song. But for right now, we'll hear another 1930s song that has a very ethereal feeling to it. And when it was recorded, the husband and wife, who were the primary people in this orchestra, evidently were having quite a fight. It's become kind of legendary, the tension that was in the studio when this song was laid down. And evidently, the husband, the band leader, Red Norvo, actually kind of tried to trip up his wife, musically speaking, but she wasn't having any of it. The singer was Mildred Bailey, and the song was Smoke Dreams on Afterglow.
By a campfire,
There's a ghost of you within my heart and heart. Ghost of you, my lost romance. Lips that laugh, eyes that dance. Haunted heart won't let me be. Dreams repeat a sweet but lonely song to me. Dreams are dust, it's you who must belong to me.
Stafford singing the title track from the Charlie Hayden Quartet West album Haunted Heart. We heard Quartet West doing a modern instrumental rendition of that song with Hayden on bass, Ernie Watts on tenor saxophone, Alan Broadbent on piano, and Lawrence Maribel on drums. Before that, the Frank Kimbrough Trio doing Kimbrough's composition Ghost Dance with Ben Allison on bass, Matt Wilson on drums from Kimbrough's album Lola Blue By. And Mildred Bailey starting us off with Smoke Dreams from the Complete Columbia Recordings of Mildred Bailey. Thanks for tuning in to this edition of Afterglow. Special thanks to the Yahoo Songbirds listserv. You can hear many more Afterglow programs on our website at afterglow.indiana.edu. Afterglow is engineered by Jared Disbro and produced in the studios of WFIU at Indiana University in Bloomington, Indiana. This is David Brent Johnson inviting you to join us again next week at this same time for more jazz, ballads, and American popular song on Afterglow. Dancing in